Drive is happening. We have balloons in the air, we have guests in the booth, and we have operators standing by. 826-7771. DJ Shoots, mahalo, thank you. And mahalos for the support and the love of Kauai Community Radio. We are going to play this so that we make sure we take care of our business.
KKCR's Wave Rider program will make a huge splash during our upcoming spring membership drive. For a donation of $150, a brief message about your business will surf the airwaves during every two-hour program throughout our 11-day fundraiser. The fall membership drive begins Monday, October 5th, and continues through Thursday, October 15th. Early sign-up guarantees the most airtime for your donated dollars. WaveRider forms are available on kkcr.org or call 826-7774 for more information. Reserve your spot in the lineup today.
KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, K224CQ Anahola, K284AL Haleiwa.
It's true. So then when that red light goes on, there we go. We are live. And then I'm going to have Raymond on mic too. So that's you, Raymond. Talk right into the mic, please.
How's it?
Oh, good,
okay.
Good, perfect. And then Dylan, we've got you, mic one. And on Dylan Hooser, how's it sounding?
How's it going?
good. And Anthony, that must be you on three.
Yeah, this is Anthony, a gal from the west side.
Mahalo's Anthony from the west side. Anthony, first time here at KKCR?
Yes.
Yes, well, welcome. And we're in the midst of our fun drive, and we're a Thursday and Tuesday public affair program. Our community radio features call-ins, the issues that our community members bring forward, and welcome you to Out of the Box. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you.
And Dylan, not your first time, not your first rodeo here at KKCR.
No, this is probably second or third time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so welcome back. Appreciate that. And Uncle Ray, it's good to see you again, your smiling face.
Yeah.
And feeling bright.
Yep, really okay. Good.
And you know, we're going to talk about yesterday's action. Mm-hmm. I don't know where we want to start, but and maybe a little bit of background for folks that might not know this Fight for 15. Frequent listeners, you know, will maybe recognize your voice, but you've called in a number of times to talk about this issue. Tell us more. Update us what's going on.
Well, I can tell you guys some stuff, and then Dylan and Anthony can add into the field that more should be brought in. Yesterday was a pretty important event that happened at the county council. The resolution that we were fostering, being introduced by Kipukai Kualii, it was on increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Yeah, paid sick leave and paid family leave for all workers, and reaffirming the right to organize unions. And what happened is at the county council, we had the majority votes. We had 4 out of 7, and we won. And so it's not a bill, you know, it's not a law, but it's an intent, and it's an important kind of thing because it tells the rest of the archipelago in Hawaii that wages and working conditions and pay is one of the most important issues for working-class people in Hawaii. And so it was a real struggle because we had it in the county council for over 2 months. And we had stiff opposition from Ross Kagawa, Errol Kanashiro, and especially from Joanne Yukimura. Perfect. But we were able to get enough votes with Kipukai Kualii, Gary Hooser, Mason Chalk, and Mel Raposo. He came out in support of it because he is beginning to realize that working people are suffering, and we're all having a hard time. So it was pretty significant in that sense. Now we have to make sure if we can get the same resolution or something similar introduced on the other islands as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened was that there were two other proposals basically dealing with the same things, increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour, paid sick leave, paid family leave, and reaffirming the right to organize. These are going to be introduced to HSAC, which is the Hawaii State Association of Counties, and it was defeated. And so they're not going to be discussing it at the county level because the counties on the other islands, Big Island, Maui, Honolulu, they don't want to talk about this kind of thing. You know what I mean? And we even had D. Morikawa, one of our representatives, came in and to testify on this issue, and she gave no indication where she stood. You know, so the legislators don't want to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
They feel that $10.10 is enough come 2018, but as far as we're concerned, it's manini.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's manini. We don't have to explain why. And so I'd like to give the microphone over to Mr. Anthony Aguiar, and he can explain the difference between living wages and the minimum wage.
Right on.
Okay, it's a matter of doing the math. The math is $15 an hour. That's $30 an hour for a family of four. That's a living wage here in Hawaii. In the United States of America, where everybody else lives, the poverty level is $28,800 a month, $28,800 a year. That works out to about $1,800 a month. Nobody can live off of that. And that's for a family of four with only one working person. If that, and that's with two working people, correction. What we have now, we want to go for $15 an hour, and we believe everybody deserves $15 an hour. This is a human rights issue. Everyone deserves a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, no matter how much people want to keep us from being happy. $15 an hour will pay a family of four $62,000 a year, or equals out to $3,800 a month. That's a living wage here in Hawaii. That's what a person needs. And we know from talking to people and from statistics that when a family, a husband and a wife, both work two jobs, the children suffer because of it. So we need $15 an hour. The rest of it is just platitudes. We need those people who do not understand what $15 an hour is to understand that this is not the right thing this is the right thing to do. That nobody can survive here in Hawaii on $12.50 an hour or $10.10 an hour. So we need it all moved up. And we don't need it in 10 years from now, 5 years from now. We need this now. And we'll pass it on to Mr. Dylan Hoosier, so that he can have his 2 cents to say about $15 an hour.
Well, hold on, Dylan. Before you go, we do have a caller. She had a question, I think, for you, okay. Anthony. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You can hear us? Can you guys hear?
Yeah, we can hear.
Yep. All right.
I'd like the speaker to project this out a little bit, because I agree and I see the $15 an hour. But what I also see is employers creating lots of part-time jobs, no full-time positions, because they won't be paying benefits if you're going to be getting $15 an hour. So please, if they could comment on what they see the future for full-time employment based on that.
If I could answer that.
Can I take it off air?
Absolutely. Thanks for calling.
If I can try to answer that, a lot of jobs that are coming up right now are part-time.
Yeah,
they're less than 20 hours a week. Like, for example, at Walmart, they're hiring guys for only 19 hours a week.
And if you go out to the west side and work in the fields out there, they only hire you for 30 hours a week, and then they only bring you in for 6 months, and after that, they tell you, oh, go home, and we call you back, but they never call you back.
Yeah, so the trend right now, the paradigm that the major businesses are using is to hire people below 20 hours a week, because in Hawaii, if you work 20 hours or more, you're going to get medical. So they've been getting around this. So what's happening is that, like, my kids, my nephews, my nieces, they're working several part-time jobs, and all the jobs that they work are under 19 hours, you know. So that's the trend. That's why the wages have to be increased. Dylan, would you like to respond to this stuff?
No, I'd have to agree. It seems like that trend is already occurring now. And I mean, it is good to be cautious about, you know, raising the wages up to $15 an hour. But the cost of living is already up there.
Mm-hmm.
To pay rent, for, you know, a single individual to find a place to live on Kauai as it is now, it's real difficult, especially with the current wages situation.
Right. Well, and it seems that the management preference is to try to keep that 19-hour and less employee, you know, on the roll, and not to, you know, have too many positions that they're going to have to pay monthly expenses for.
That's right.
And
yep.
that compensation package that they always tout as being, well, this is, you know, we're offering you a lot here.
Yeah.
And those positions are kind of few and far between.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to mention that what we have done in the last 3 months is that we've gone out to working class communities like in Puhi, Hanamaulu, certain places in Lihue,
Ele,
Kekaha, you know, Waimea, you know, these kinds of communities, and we passed out the leaflets that we had, you know, color brochures, yeah.
And people like them. They say that that's what they need. That's what their children need, because right now we go to a family, the grandmother's there, she's watching the grandchildren, and she says that her everybody in the family is working, and they're working $10 an hour jobs, $12 an hour jobs. Okay, some of those are full-time jobs, but $10 an hour, $12 an hour full-time job doesn't help pay for everything. Mm-hmm. That's why they have to move in with their parents.
It definitely seems to be the common trend. You know, we're knocking on doors from Honolulu to the west side, and everybody's working too much. Nobody's really enjoying Hawaii.
Right.
And that all goes back to our Constitution. Our Constitution says that we all have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I understand when I was in Vietnam, that would be a little bit of a delay. But nowadays, people are entitled to a living wage, and they're also entitled to have survive on what they make. And what they make at $10 an hour or $12 an hour is not enough.
You know, Dylan, can you recollect some of the opinions that people have, you know, when we talk to them? Some of the things that cross your mind that were pretty significant? Can you bring that up?
It seems like a majority of them, people are working 2 to 3 jobs. It seems like the common trend is, like you're saying, that you don't get more than 20 hours a week per job, so you have to supplement it with 2 or 3 other jobs to make it work. And then there's the other cases where people are making above the minimum wage, which happens to be $10 an hour. And when you do the math, $10 an hour at 40 hours a week is only $400 a week, which isn't much for a month. Right. And when you factor in rent and other expenses, there's not much left over.
Right. Well, certainly nothing for savings. We have a caller who'd like to make a comment. Sister, okay. You on the air?
Hey, yeah, I'm on the air. I really don't object to raising the minimum wage, but you guys have got to consider this. No small business owner on Kauai is out having fun. They're working their asses off. And mostly, the people that they hire don't want to work. You can't even get somebody to come to work for you at $15 an hour. So you add this, $15 an hour, the employer pays 30% on top of that. You're going to have a lot of unemployed people because the small businesses are going to go out of business if they have to pay that to every single person. Because at $15 an hour, you're going to want them to expect to do a good job. Show up on time. Be courteous, don't come to work drunk or drug out, not have drama or excuses. So I don't know what you guys have to say about that, but it's going to really, if you think that the small business owners on Kauai are all out surfing and having a la-di-da time, you're wrong. I haven't seen the light of day for 16 years with my business. So anyway, that's all I had to comment on.
Well, thanks for your comment, and we'll Raymond's going to address that. Thanks for calling.
The Chamber of Commerce, you know, they represent big and small business. 35% of the members were saying that they don't mind the wage going up to $15 an hour. It's just a question of how long it's going to take to get there. And as far as small business is concerned, what we did with the resolution was that we developed it into 3 parts. One was for big corporations like Walmart and McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken, for example, and First Hawaiian Bank and the big corporations. They can pay the $15 an hour. For businesses that make less than $1,250,000 a year, our resolution calls for $12.50. And for those that make less than $500,000 a year, it's $11 an hour. So we took into consideration the small business. In fact, we had a number of small business people that came out and testified on our behalf, like Felicia Cowden. She was one of those that came out with us and leafleted, and she testified 4 times. I don't believe the great majority of small business people want to take advantage of their workers, that they're out there surfing, having a good time. We've never said anything like that. We've never attacked a small business person, but we are standing up strong for the workers of small business, and we want to see them to get a much better deal. Now, what's happening is that not too long ago, maybe a week and a half ago in Princeville, there was a big conference, and First Hawaiian Bank had called it together, and they had some speaker from First Hawaiian Bank was saying that here on Kauai, they're making more money than ever before because of tourism. This time, comparing this time to last year, they made $135 million more. And so these businesses, they're having a good time. You know what I mean? They're making money. We're talking about the big corporations on the top, and they got to start sharing. Now, you even got other businesses like the Kauai Shrimp Farm and Kauai Coffee and Koloa Rum. They've been making more money, too. They got to start sharing it. Now, we understand about the small guys. That's why we came up with those three-tier levels. So we're
by no means trying to target small businesses.
Yeah.
Everything, all the concerns you brought up are 100% valid. And we do want to take an account for them. And that's why Councilmember Chalk did come up with an amendment for the resolution that actually I don't have it in front of me, but it developed a tiered system.
Yeah, go ahead, Anthony. Yeah.
And in California, where they started the $15 an hour, they found exactly as you said, some people would drop out of work. But they said that they also found that 40 hours a week, now people are actually showing up to work. And whereas they were working for $10 an hour, the best time to look for a job is when you have one.
Okay,
so what they would do is they would simply say, okay, I will look for a job and I'll stay at this job. And as soon as I find something better, I'll move on to something else. So the $15 an hour now, after 5 years, they found out that this $15 an hour is actually paying dividends back because people are staying at their jobs. No one has to retrain somebody. And as a small business person, you've run into that problem where people left. They leave you high and dry, and then you have to retrain somebody. So part of it has been solved, but part of it is still the problem. Mm-hmm. And that's why they have the three-tier system.
There we go. So we have a caller who had a question, kind of addresses some of those issues you brought up, Anthony. Go ahead, caller. Ask your question, if you will.
Right. I see $15 an hour. It's one thing if you're a teenager working at McDonald's to gain some extra money. But talk about the professional, the nurse's aide who educates herself, has to pay fees and all the extra and makes $15 an hour in the hospital with a very difficult position. How will this affect that educated person who's working hard, who's only making 15, do they get a percentage increase?
Well, I don't know. It depends upon the employer. And if they have a union, it's even better. They can fight for wage increases. I was a nurse's aide for about 10 years. I worked in a state system. Right now, I work part-time as a nurse's aide. You know, I'm a pensioner, and I have Social Security, but with that money that I got, it's not enough to survive and pay the bills for my family. So I work as a nurse's aide part-time. And the thing is that I've gotten trained and stuff like that. But this resolution specifically deals with the people on the bottom. As for the people that are making only $15 and $16 an hour, workers in those fields have got to organize and speak up. And that's why we encourage very highly reaffirming the right to organize unions. That's why we brought that up. Also on our flyer as well, we talk about at-will workers. At-will workers are probably 90% of the population in America. At-will workers are workers that don't have unions. So we are encouraging all workers to fight for increases, to get better benefits so that they can survive and their families can survive.
Yeah, as a union person, I work IBEW for 20 years. I retired with a better pension than most because the IBEW, although they took a lot of money in the very beginning, they also got me my benefits, which was medical, which was dental, which was vacation time. And out of that money that everybody says, oh, well, you're being paid too much. You're being paid $35 an hour. But out of that came my retirement, my medical, and my vacation time. Mm-hmm. And so when you are looking at my wages as a union person, you have to remember, right now I have a lot of better benefits than most people. I still have free medical. But also, I took one other step that some people don't take. I joined the military, and I put in my 22 years. I have that. I retired out as an E6. That is also helped out. I work full-time to get to where I'm at. And you need to understand, we need to have the unions be brought back. Because if it's because of what the unions make, that's what everybody else underneath makes also.
That's right.
So the addressing of the economics, and this is where, you know, where do we find that that information out of? How do we pay for the $15 minimum wage? What are going to be any downstream consequences for this type of legislative action? And that's not even going into that whole realm of where, well, you know, how big a government do we want to have that's going to influence, if you will, the corporation's ability to make money?
Well, actually, the corporations, you should be calling the United States of America the United States of Corporations right now, because the corporations are the ones with the lobbyists that are influencing the legislators that tell them what to do. President Obama, when he came in, he had fine ideals, but he was bashed in the head. When he tried to get his people that would be his consultants, what did they do? Obama wanted black people. They said no to all of them. So he had a slap on the head, and that is the problem right now, is that who controls the government? It's not us. It's the lobbyists who are controlled by the corporations. We're not going to ever get any place until we can break that cycle.
Hey, on that note, I've got some station business that we got to take care of. I think it's a good pause. I got a little music keyed up for us. We'll try to hit the right button. If not, please stick around, because I've got Lauren Rego, who's going to be joining us on the phone here very shortly. Uh-huh. I've got some announcements over the airways about our Wave Riders, about our fund drive that's happening right now. If you're interested in supporting this type of community radio, and you're hearing it, no place else on this island will you hear free access for the good stuff, the type of information that helps us sleep well at night. So I'm going to play this one back on the corporatocracy that has an influence on all of us. 4 minutes of fun with Pink Floyd.
Yeah. 4 minutes of fun with Pink Floyd. Oh. So what do you think?
Thank you. that's my part. Money, so they say, is a root of all evil today. But if you ask the rise, it's no surprise that they're giving guns away, 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 away.
Yeah, absolutely.
I certainly was in the right.
Yes, we're asking for a little bit of money. It's our fun drive. We have lights that are on. We have air conditioning that runs. We have microphones that often need to be replaced. So we're looking at a goal of $60,000 that we want to raise before this is all over. And we're going to do it. We're about $20,000 into it. So we're a third of the way. Our goal for today was $1,000. And would love to continue to hear the phone ring. So thank you for your love and support. We have operators standing by. I've got Lauren Rago, who's going to be joining us very shortly. But I have to play this. Where'd it go? I know. Dove did such a great job of setting me up. Oh, Wave Rider 1. Yeah, if I can just hit
Magic
that one.
Magic Dragon.
Oh, here we go. These are our Wave Riders. Enjoy them because they're making it happen for us.
In the Princeville Center.
It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. A women's empowerment dinner will be held on October 22nd at the Lahui Neighborhood Center at 6 p.m. Everyone is welcome. More info at 209-881-3044.
Paradise Music. Hawaiian music stores located at Coconut Marketplace and Princeville Shopping Center, a local source for your Hawaiian music CDs and DVDs. We love KKCR.
Uahina, original Hawaiian island clothing store located in the heart of Hanapepe Town. On Facebook, Puahina at Hanapepe.
Akamai Juice Company in Hanalei provides locally sourced organic juices for smart, healthy living.
Supporting KKCR and Kauai, Crater Lake Vodka, Gin, and Rye Whiskey. From Oregon, with love.
Hawaii Seed and GMO-Free Kauai, celebrating over 11 years of educating ourselves and others. Mahalo, Kauai, for awakening. HawaiiSeed.org or 651-9603.
Kauai Beekeepers Association supports Kauai Community Radio and encourages you to be friendly. Visit KauaiBeekeepersAssociation.com and learn how to give bees a chance.
Kauai Marine and Mower. Supporting Kauai Community Radio since day one. We sell power equipment as well.
Kauai Canvas, custom fine art, gallery quality, canvas, G-clay prints, and image capture. KauaiCanvas.com.
A. Feinberg Galleries, featuring award-winning photographer Aaron Feinberg. Located at the St. Regis, Princeville, and Kukui'ula in Poipu on Kauai. New gallery open at Wailea Maui. ExpandingVisualReality.com.
Heaven on Earth starts here. Completely organic vegetable and herb plants for your own garden. Sown with love and hope for a delicious tomorrow.
If you would like any information about any of these Wave Riders or would like to become a Wave Rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
Yes, mahalos to our Wave Riders and making it possible for us to stay on the air. I am going to try to make this switch over here. Bring up Lauren. Lauren Rago, are you there?
I'm here.
And you can hear us.
I can hear you.
Right on. We have Dylan Hooser in the booth and Raymond Catania. They were here discussing the Fight for 15, a fair wage discussion that we've been having here in the state, but also our local council just yesterday passed a resolution that will be hopefully carried forward by the Hawaii State Association of Counties and maybe put it back on the docket for this upcoming legislative session. And Lauren, we're talking to you. You're a court reporter for Babes Against Biotech, but not really. How did you spend a little time sharing with our listeners who might not be familiar with the work that you're doing? How did you find yourself being a court reporter?
Well, I found myself court reporting during the Kauai trial, the Waimea Town class action lawsuit against DuPont Pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went over for the day to support Clayton Kubo, who was supposed to be testifying. and wound up there a day early by accident, and I'm always carrying Sharpies and markers in my purse. And, you know, Nomi Carmona was doing her, you know, sitting in the courtroom, updating people. And I thought, hey, you know what, maybe we can add some color to this. And, you know, started it from there. I realized that there was a real opportunity there, not just to kind of poke fun at what was happening, but to really deliver information that if you weren't sitting in the courtroom, you just wouldn't know, you know. So, yeah, the Waimea trial, that was 5 weeks. And living on Maui, that was, you know, commuting to Oahu on Tuesday and flying home on Friday. And
is that what it was? You would go over there and then spend several nights and attend the court hearings during the day and then come back to Maui for some rejuvenation?
Come back to Maui and handle my business and, you know, try to figure out how to get back and where to stay. And, you know, and there were days during that trial where I was choosing between eating or getting a cab or, you know. So, I mean, it was a real community effort with different groups pitching in to buy my flight. And residents from Waimea were sending me $20 in a card by lunch. And, you know, and it was really incredible. And it was just like, okay, we need to just keep doing this no matter what,
how. Well, I'm glad that that support is there as well as other people have suggested. Oh, you know, it would be good for you to have a GoFundMe page or ways for folks to support your work, and we can talk about that later. But you then continue to do amazing work. I saw on Facebook just insight into, like you said, if you weren't there, you really wouldn't know. And so I just want to mahalo you for that and you know, let listeners in a little bit more on some of the other trials and most recently what's been occupying your time.
Yeah. So since the Waimea trial, I've covered the Maui GMO moratorium hearings. I'm hoping to be able to follow all three of the GMO cases to San Francisco and the Ninth Circuit. I cover the Hawaii Supreme Court Mauna Kea versus UH. That was a great hearing. That was really difficult because that's five, you know, it's like five judges at the same time. There's no order. Everybody's like interrupting each other, kind of like, oh gosh, I wasn't prepared how to actually portray that.
Was that your first time at the Supreme Court then?
That was.
And what is that? What is that like compared to your regular district court or federal court that you've been in?
It was definitely more complicated. Because everybody's kind of over talking and jumping in at any point. So it was harder to portray it, where normally my cartoons just end up being a back and forth conversation between either an attorney and a witness or a judge and an attorney. So this was, it was a little bit less straightforward word for word and more putting together things thematically and drawing, you know, in the end when it was over. So I mean, every court is a new challenge, but, you know, and being the thoroughness, you know, I feel like I need to tell you everything that happened, you know. So there were a couple nights in this last trial, the Pohakaloa trial, where I was still doing drawings at 11 o'clock at night, midnight, just to make sure that, you know, we were caught up for the next day. So.
Well, amazing stuff, and again, the things that you were sharing. Again, if no one is there, we don't know. It was just pointing out the ineptitude of our state government in such a way that anybody following the story is their just mouth is agape at like, wait a minute, are you telling me that's the work that they're calling good? That's acceptable?
Right. I feel like naturally, like, I'm always, you know, going to have a bias or a spin, you know, towards the little guy, the good guy, who I'm, you know, representing. But I've thought about the Pohakaloa trial a lot in the context of, like, what if I had to portray it in favor of the state? It would have been impossible. I mean, they literally had nothing. And so they were, I mean, they were pulling out documents from the 1960s, from the 1970s, like one document where they made, where they mentioned an agreement with a hunter to say, you know, I mean, it was really, really embarrassing to realize that they just never did anything. And then when forced to prove it, they were grasping at straws.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it just was kind of riveting to read your panels and to see the graphics and the text behind it, because it just sure seemed like here's another example of our state being derelict in their duty, and it seemed also to I guess my appreciation for our Supreme Court justices to ask some questions that just begged to be answered. And it sounded like in the I'm totally botching the name of the group that is the management, what do you call it, the UH management team that's messing up the mountain. But it sure seemed like they were not able to follow the rules that they had kind of created.
Right, and it seems to me like thematically throughout this, these cases that I've been reporting on, is that the regulators aren't regulating,
mm-hmm.
and it takes normal people, citizens, who say enough is enough and are willing to put themselves in the position to sue, you know? So to me, that's disturbing. And at the same time, it makes me so grateful for the people like Kuching and Anti-Maxine that decided to step up.
Because
that's a really big deal.
We had Uncle Kuching on the show on Tuesday, and I was just impressed and just was so, like, you know, I don't know the man, and he's not related to me, but I just felt so much pride to kind of have him share, like, here he is at the end of his life. I mean, he's run his race, but he's still in the fight, and he's still doing such work that at the Supreme Court they're hearing. And I was going to ask you, what was it like to meet someone like him and to spend time? I loved the picture of you and him on the court bench or outside of the hearing room. But what's that like?
You know, I was so fortunate to get that time to just hang out with him. Actually, he took me for a walk through downtown and pointed out, you know, some significant historical sites that I probably walked past a bunch of times and would have missed. And so that was really, really great. But, you know, when you say, when you mention, you know, that he's almost 80 years old, and he will tell you that right now the work that he's doing is the most important work.
There we go.
That he's done in his entire life.
Yes.
You know, and that's the kind of stuff where it's infusing chicken skin.
Mm. Yeah, and he was just really clear, and it was great having him on the air. And it's great having you on the air, having you in the courtroom, and providing an alternative source of media and information. I mean, there's sure you have a bias, or sure there's a slant that you're presenting it, but that's okay because you're presenting it, and it's information that wouldn't be out there. I mean, Hawaii News Now wasn't there, you know, the Kauai Island, you know, Garden Island News wasn't there. There's nobody there. What's that like? I asked on Tuesday, I asked Uncle Ku, what was the media like? He was like, well, they were there the first night, but then after that, they didn't come back.
Right. So it's like they show up, they, you know, they get to film the opening statements, and then they just, I mean, they abandoned it. They weren't even there for closing arguments. So, you know, that surprised me a lot through the Waimea trial too, you know, that I mean, a lot of these cases, the cases that go multiple days, I'm the only source of information
mm-hmm.
coming out of there, you know, which that's why it feels like such a heavy responsibility to be so thorough and, you know, not to leave anything out and to really try to, I think about it in terms of like, what would it take for me to be, you know, really interested and find it riveting to follow. And
mm-hmm.
so it's like bite size and finding that, you know, little bite size pieces is easier to swallow than, you know, after the fact reading 200 pages of, you know, transcripts, you know, and helping to just kind of paint a picture so that it feels like we're all in there.
Yeah.
You know? So I can give up the week and be in there, you know, because I mean, I'm sure for a lot of people, it's not the most, you know, riveting environment.
Right, right.
And for me, it's like, I didn't realize it, but I think I discovered my dream job here.
Oh, that's, I'm glad to hear that, because you obviously are gifted and talented. Who would have thought that your art background would be, if you will, you know, leading to your next career, you know? And speaking of next careers, what have you been doing with Babes Against Biotech and the calendar?
So the calendar this year, I had the insane idea to take it across the country. I actually, as the court reporting, had a national GMO labeling organization decided to fly me to their conference in Boston in July or August and have me do the court reporting, but for their conference. And so from that, I brought little mini calendars and handed them out to everybody there and a bunch of other gifts from the HAPA and Hawaii Center for Food Safety. But from that grew this idea that maybe I could take the calendar nationally. And there was maybe some hints that there might be funding, so I started really thinking, okay, I can do this. Mm-hmm. And when the funding fell through, it was like, oh, it's too late. I'm already obsessed with this idea, so we're going. You know, so basically, I like begged my way across the country. I went to Jackson County, Oregon, and Josephine County, Oregon, both which passed GMO-free GMO bans in their counties this year. I went to New England, and I met with the leaders of GMO-free Connecticut, GMO-free Pennsylvania, GMO-free Rhode Island.
Hey, Lauren, this is Dylan.
I got it. Yeah, we're getting guests here. Is going to ask you a question, Dylan Hooser.
I just had a question on the two other counties that you had visited that passed GMO. Was it labeling or ban on GMOs?
Ban. Oregon and Josephine County and Jackson County did an agricultural ban.
Did they get sued as well?
Yes, they did.
Are they still in the process of the lawsuit?
Yeah. So I was there. I think it was the 4th of September was the Josephine County celebration. So that was the day it was expected to go into effect. And the night before at like 4:59 p.m., like the last minute at the end of the business day, they got sued by, I want to say Syngenta. Monsanto had already packed up. And left the county, but there was one major company that stuck around, and then they got sued by the industry the night before it was supposed to go in effect. And then Jackson County is also already involved in the lawsuit, but they're in the early stages.
Oh, wow. Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, and it, when you mention that, and I've got some friends in that part of the North America saying, you know, hey, we can do it. Why can't you? You know, and you ask that question. Well, did they get sued? And we know that, you know, this is going to continue to be a fight. And I appreciate that you're in it to win it, sister. You've been doing a lot of incredible work and an inspiration to many folks. Like I said, my wife said, you tell her she's a hero. You know, for her to do that stuff, that is just great. So I want to just tip my hat to you. And what's going on in Maui coming up soon? Another call to action?
Maui, we've got the march coming up. Real quick, in relation to Dylan's comment, which also relates to Maui, kind of all eyes on the Maui GMO moratorium because our ruling was the worst out of the three counties. And so the judge in the Maui case said not only is it preempted by the state, but that it's actually expressly preempted by federal. And so it's really important that this case is supported because if her judgment sticks, it'll actually not only affect Maui, but it will affect Jackson County, Oregon, and Josephine County, Oregon, and all of these other places on the mainland. I think there's 9 or 10 GMO-free zones that will be affected by that Maui ruling. So part of wanting to go across country with a calendar and go national is really more about connecting all of our movements. And so it's not just, you know, what Hawaii is doing is separate from what they're doing in Connecticut because it actually all affects each other.
Right.
You know? So, and then the march, yeah, we've got another Aloha Aina Unity March, October 18th in Lahaina. Pretty excited about that. And we had an estimated 10,000 people in Waikiki in August. So we're hoping for
a big turnout.
5,000 in Maui.
Yeah. I'm just excited for you guys to continue to, stand strong to kind of, you know, resist that pressure that's there. I think, you know, Kauai is in a position, again, to continue to move forward as, the courts are going to decide what they decide. Any whispering have you heard as to when the announcements come out in regards to the appeals?
No, I have no idea. I know that they're still filing briefs. Last I knew, last like 2 weeks or so, they were still filing briefs, at least in Maui case.
And are there
we don't even have a schedule
really?
On that.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought we were going to hear back from the Ninth Circuit months ago. It sounded like that was going to be, you know, kind of imminently. But as things develop, there, you know, there's always something else to throw in the mix. And go ahead, Dylan. Oh, he was leaning into the mic. I thought he had something to say. Lauren Rego from Maui, an organizer extraordinaire. What's next on the horizon for you after the Unity March?
Right now, this calendar is major, just putting it together. So that's really my focus, hoping to launch sales the beginning of November. And then I really think that from January, I want to focus as much on court reporting as a full-time gig as I can. So, you know, maybe finally listening to you guys about, you know, setting up a way that you can support my work a little bit.
There we go.
Like, okay, yeah, get right on that. After I do all of these other things.
All the other things. The crowdsourcing is happening. Well, we certainly appreciate it. I know you've got a leadership meeting coming up imminently, as soon as you get off the phone.
As soon as I get off the phone.
I will not keep you any longer. But thank you so much for, again, the work that you're doing, helping to share good information that's going on in our community, in our island home. And best of luck with the upcoming march. Lauren Rego from Maui.
Thank you so much.
Aloha.
Yes.
Here we go. Aloha. Oh, wrong button. So we're going to play a little music here because we're in the midst of our funk drive. Our dub's got... here we go. No. Oh, we got a second person? Here we go. Let's see if we're there. Hello, caller. You got a comment, question?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, I just had a question for Edwahimi.
Oh, I don't think she's on
anymore.
Yeah,
I hope she's listening. But, you know, I mean, I was curious if she's made the connection with how Citizens United and Money Speech has played a role in many of these cases she's talking about.
Mm.
And if she's made the connection on that part of the part that's so hard to overcome in this current situation.
Right, right.
You know, in the way the laws are laid out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if they can understand that better, be able to formulate a better attack. You know, I mean, we keep losing in court on all of these controversial environmental issues.
Right, right. It's true. And I think we got it.
Hopefully she's listening.
All right. Hey, aloha, brother. Thank you for calling. Got a couple phones that are going on. We got some funky feedback going on, but I'm gonna try this one more time for our segue.
There
we go. Woo, that's some static. How about this? go. That's what we want.
You know, Jimmy, that's not what I want. You know? I just want to, you know, I don't want to be, you know, contrary.
Sending mixed messages out there.
No, we don't want your money. We need your money.
No, this is it. Hi, this is Rick C. I came in to support Jimmy, support KKCR. And you know what? I don't want money to be here. Minimum wage, we don't have a minimum wage for volunteers at KKCR. We all do it from our heart. That's it. The money you donate goes to great, great, important things like electricity at $48,000 a year to get this into your ears. You know, there are a lot of things. So no, I don't need money. I just need you to support us. I make my donation to KKCR. I love to do it. I'm so happy to do that. I'm so
he
happy.
He is, folks. Believe me, I've known the guy a little while. He is true to what he says.
You know, you donate, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Always.
Every drive.
So we're donating and we're coming in because we love this place. We know the value of KKCR for the radio station, for the community. So give us a call, 826-7774.
And do it.
And we will take your calls. Be happy to have you become part of the KKCR Ohana. Give us a call, 826-7774.
And I'm going to make a little bit of a, what do you call that, an incentive for you new members. It's a $10 new member. I've got a pint of honey. Yep, local Kauai honey. And this is for new members on island because I can't ship off island in the containers I use. So if you're here on island, you're listening.
If you're on the fence.
There you go. New members.
We sweeten the deal.
Sweeten the pot right there with a pint of honey. As Annie said, everybody loves a pint. So
now that's new members.
Yeah, that's new members.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Somebody who hasn't been a member of KKCR. And we know there's a lot of people out there who just haven't picked up the phone.
826-7774.
Give us a call right now. It's awesome.
And please, here's our Wave Riders that I'm going to play for you. And our Wave Riders are one of the other ways that members like you and listeners who support Kauai Community Radio.
Please help Sandy, Kauai local band, Gunga La Gunga, just released their first CD, Woof, available on iTunes and at www.gungamusic.com.
Hanalei Bay Resort proudly supports the Kekahu Foundation and Kauai Community Radio.
Acupuncture and deep tissue cupping massage. Enhance your performance. Serving North Shore Kauai, Christine Wallich, 808-351-6374.
Qingyang Village in the heart of Hanalei supports Kauai Community Radio.
Mahalo, KKCR, for your passion for Kauai and its special people. Author Bill Fernandez.
PS&D, Napa Auto Parts and Tires, has been in business over 40 years. Thanks to the people of Kauai for all your support.
The Computer Hospital, in business in Kapa'a since 1997. Sales and service, PCs and Macs. 822-2667.
Kayak Kauai at the Wailua River Marina. Your camping, paddling, and hiking headquarters. Servicing Hanalei, Na'apali, Poipu, and Wailua.
Princeville Center. Plenty of cool new businesses. Shop, dine, relax. Live music nightly.
Halelea Medicine, next to the pharmacy in Kilauea, combining traditional and integrative philosophies. Pediatric and adult full-service comprehensive care.
The Kauai Store carries authentic Kauai products. Located in Kapa'a and online at www.thekauaistore.com.
Hawaiiki Oceanic and Tribal Art, bringing culture to your world. A 13-year collection from all of Oceania and beyond.
If you would like information about any of these Wave Riders or would like to become a Wave Rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774.
Right on. We are in the midst of it, and you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea. Yep, it's an out-of-the-box special. It's our fun drive, and I got Rick C. in the house,
hey.
And X-Man is hanging here, Mike 2 and Mike 1, encouraging you all to, you know, get Slim busy. Slim's waiting outside.
It sounds like Dr. Seuss, Mike 1 and Mike 2.
Isn't Mike 1 and Mike 2.
There's something like that.
Yeah.
Here we go. And Mike 1 and Mike 2.
Yeah. Oh, that's a flashback.
Yeah. Woo!
okay.
So we're asking for your pledge. We're asking for your money.
Yeah.
It's what we do how many times a year? Twice?
Twice
we're asking
a year.
For your support, you know, in whatever way you can give it. And really, financially is one of the ways that people can do it because they don't have time to come down here and volunteer, all those different things. But, you know, people have some scratch. They got a little bit of dough. They could send our way. And we only ask whatever you can afford. That's what we want. We really want you to be an investor, be part of the family. And that's one of the ways you can show up here to support your free speech radio station.
That's how.
Yeah.
And historically, we've pretty much come close to our goal every year. So
yeah.
And people are out there. You folks are out there. You've supported us in the past. And, you know, if you want to do it now or later,
there
you know,
go.
We're not in control.
We give you options.
You have the control.
And, folks, if you're listening on Oahu, well, this might be of interest to you.
KKCR, Hanalei, KAQA, Kilauea, K224CQ, Anahola, K284AL, Haleiwa.
Dean, he says it so well.
The happiest town.
Yeah, it's a number that
farmer's
you can,
market.
You can go ahead, Eva. Give us a call at 866-275-1112. That's the off-island a number for us to get a phone conversation happening after you've given us your moral support and your financial contribution. And then we'll have the oral support.
Yeah.
Getting you on the airwaves, right over the sound waves of our community radio.
You know, Jimmy, you asked me a minute ago when we were off mic about if there was something I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, okay. Before you go there, my friend, let's do this because I got Wave Riders.
Oh,
and I got underwriters.
More important than me. Yes, I take a backseat any day to Wave Riders.
I got to do this one because, well, it's the top of the hour.
But those people support us. It's awesome.
All the time.
It's great.
Business.
It's
business.
Thank you so much for
we love all of
making
our supporters
this
here.
Out of the box special possible.
826-7774. Give us a call right now.
At Hawaii Life and Tahiti Nui. And Compassionate Care Kauai.
Neil Norman and the Hawaii Life Brokerage Ohana proudly supports GMO-free Kauai, agricultural biodiversity, and sustainable farming practices, such as community gardens, food forests, seed saving, and beekeeping. Malama aina.
Announcing the return of the Tahiti Nui's Hanalei Luau, featuring 50 years of songs and dances as a tribute to their mama, Auntie Louise. Tahiti Nui, providing live Hawaiian music on Kauai since 1963. This family-style luau is every Wednesday, 5 to 7:30. More information at 826-6277 or online at thenui.com.
Kevin Bako, M.D. of Hawaii Compassionate Care, offers medical marijuana certification exams at his office in Kapa'a. Information and appointments available at 808-854-6335 or online at HawaiiCompassionateCare.com.
Right on. Mahalo for supporting Kauai Community Radio. Yes, sir, it is after 5. We are winding down of the Out of the Box special. Our goal is $1,000. We'd love to have an angel. I'd sweeten the pot for an angel. I'd throw in a gallon of honey.
Wow.
Yeah. And,
wow.
And depending on your estimated profit margin, some people get pretty good price for a gallon of honey.
Wow.
But it'd be yours nice. If you were an angel, which is just $1 a day. $1
wow, that's
a day.
Such a great deal. Angels yeah. usually $1,000.
Yeah, they're pretty yeah. spreny. But you know what? We got some deals
I
today.
Think the that's Alive awesome. Hive is still out there, too.
Oh, really?
I haven't heard. They were supposed to pitch it for
the Garden Show.
Yeah, I talked to Paul about that.
Uh-huh.
Nice.
But, yeah, if it hasn't been already purchased or pledged or funded,
you know,
it's still out there, too. 365. Live Hive.
Yeah. $1 a day.
And ultimately, really, I mean, those are our thank yous for saying, hey, you know what? We recognize you. We honor you for making a donation to us. But really, down in your heart, listeners, it's really about supporting something you believe in. That's what it's about. Something that we come together as a group of community members
put the station on the air, keep it going, show up every day to volunteer, to run the board.
Celebrity DJ Dub.
All of those things that make this station happen. The free speech, the emergencies that you hear about. You can trust KKCR. You know, it's diverse in its programming. That's what it's really about, because it's a great community resource. We're glad to give you honey. Jimmy is a very generous man, and he'll give you honey for new members or a gallon for if you are an angel. But give us a call right now. Come from your
826-7771.
That's awesome.
Inside here, 826-7774. That'll get folks
outside
busy.
The box.
They're gonna, folks outside the box, they're going to be busy with the clipboard. And I want to let folks know about another way that you can contribute to Kauai.
Another way?
Here we go.
Sweet.
KKCR presents the Kaukani Challenge. In celebration of our 18 years of service to the community, KKCR is seeking 18 donations of $1,000 each. Kaukani Challenge pledges will get the opportunity to guest DJ an hour of music on their favorite KKCR program and receive an invitation to a private dinner party at Tiki Aniki, hosted by Michelle Rundgren. The Kaukani Challenge, a grand way to support your community radio, KKCR.
There we go. Yes, so that is a grand way for you to be able to support Kauai Community Radio. 18 years of service. Yep, 18 contributors. We've got a couple already, so that's
awesome.
It is. We're on our way. $20,000 so far. We've got 40 to go to hit our $60,000 mark.
That's great.
And you can be the caller to get us closer to that number. 826-7774. And Jonathan Jay would be glad to take that phone number down for me, your credit card number. If you don't trust Jonathan Jay, hey, there's Slim out there. He'll take your number. Oh, we got a contribution, financial contribution from the man.
Anonymous.
Are you anonymous?
Thank you. Yeah, there anonymous. You go. just walked in with cash.
There we go. We'll take cash at the gate and just make sure these guys – are you a new member? Hold on. Make sure we get this guy. Hold on. Okay. Somebody talk to the mic. I'll take care of it.
All right. So look. We had somebody just walk in. Now this can happen too. There's so many different ways that you can support KKCR, and one of them is a man just showed up, walked in the door, gave us some cash in excess of $35, and you know this is like.
Well, you got good eyes. I didn't see that, but yeah, he's getting some honey
people
too.
People whip cash out. I'm Hawkeye on it.
All
there.
Right.
So you know that's again. I say like come from your heart. Say what's important to you. Support the community resources that you believe are important to have to sustain. You know we have women's shelters. Those are really important. We got veterans. You know those are important. A variety of different important organizations. We have hospice, important organization.
Food bank.
KKCR right up there with them. Important organization, because in this island we can't always get together in the same place. This is the community center.
Yeah, well, and this is a chance for people
non-profit.
to kuka talk about the issues that matter.
Exactly.
Like Brother Raymond, Anthony, and Dylan, who were in here earlier. You know, how often do you hear people coming in and talking about the working class perspective on life?
Yep, absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's very expensive here. This is the cost of living in Kauai is outrageous. It's equivalent to some of the biggest cities back in America.
Yeah.
But
yep.
The wage scale here... it's not compare.
Exactly.
So,
right.
You know, you got rent. If you can find rent for less than $1,000 a month, you're doing pretty good.
Right.
You know, if you can keep your food cost to under like $600 a month, you're doing pretty good. You got transportation. You got to get, you know, every so often you got to get new clothes. You got to, it costs money to stay here.
Yep.
You know, your burn rate.
No money, no honey.
And as we know, Maybe you're in that position. Maybe you don't have a lot of scratch. Maybe you want to come down and help volunteer. Maybe you can donate $5. Whatever you can do.
Well, everybody is.
You may be the millionaires living out on Anini Beach. You can $1,000 is nothing.
Yeah.
You know, it's really. And everybody come from your heart where the way you can. That was Jonathan Jay has just joined us here on Out of the Box. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hey, thank you so much
for
coming
in.
It's always a pleasure to come in and pitch with you to try and make that connection with the listener. Hey, you know what? Give us a call 826-7771. and pledge your support level at any level. And you know what? If you don't have a lot of scratch with you right now, we have a new program called a Sustaining Membership.
That's the best.
The Sustaining Membership. And it's really awesome because, you know, like, I don't have tons of money, but I have 10 bucks, and I'll have 10 bucks next month, and the month after that.
Right.
Well, you do that for 12 months, pretty soon that's 120 bucks.
Wow.
Yeah,
that means a lot.
Even someone like me with very limited means, I'm able to give the station $120
at
$10 a month.
That's great.
You can do a sustaining membership at any level. You know, if you got lots, give some. If you don't have lots, give some what you can afford.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
and,
really great.
You know, in the fight for 15, if you support the advancement of a minimum wage that can actually make some ends meet, because it's tough to do, you can make a donation of $15 to KKCR and add your voice to the support for the increase in minimum wage. It's a way that you can have your voice heard. That's what community radio is for. That's what it allows, and that's why we have the phone lines open at 826-771 or 826-774.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And just from my observation on this island, I would think minimum wage should be like $20-$25 to start. We're talking $8-$15. That's not close.
No,
and people know that.
There was a woman called in earlier on Jimmy's show, in his first hour of his show, and she was saying, "Look, I'm a nurse. I got fees. I got this. I got transportation. You know, so
she got college loans to pay back.
Absolutely, you have all those considerations, and so you know. But I'm not going to say what the amount should be, but I'm going to say, let's come together and put the amount that we believe should be. What's coming from our heart? We're always trying to help people, support people out there so they can make a sustainable living. KKCR likewise needs a sustainable living.
Yeah, you know, there you go. I just had a wonderful phone conversation with somebody who contributed already and then said, you know, it's just great. You guys do fantastic work.
Awesome.
I'm going to give you some more. And
thank
so I got to talk
so
to
much.
Dove. But Danny, thank you so much. We love you.
Thank you.
You always contribute in many different ways. Mostly, it's a conversation that takes us in different directions.
Curious directions.
When we ask, you give, and you give from the heart.
Out of the box.
And you're
so
there
do we
for
have
us.
Do we have a goal for this show here? I see that we're over $20,000 for the drive. So we're actually one third of the way done.
Yep.
So congratulations, everybody who has already contributed, and those of you who haven't stepped up yet. Now is the time. 826-771 or 826-774. There's some very, very, very good-looking and intelligent people who are just standing by waiting for your call right now.
But I had some pretty girls earlier, but no more.
Hey, so look, I want to make this
point. Do we
have
a goal? Do we have a goal for this show?
It says 1,000 right there.
All right, so how much did we make so far?
I think it might be $40.
All right, so $40.
No,
bucks. So
no,
only
no.
nine.
Come on.
I'm joking.
No, you're joking.
But that is the last that we got from Mr.
Oh, there you go.
All
right, there we go. Thank you so much for that call.
Here's another angle, folks. Think of it this way. I happen to be privileged right now to be sitting in the studio with both of the hosts of Out of the Box that have been doing this show for years and have been showing up, making a contribution to the community, making a contribution to our awareness, educating us on issues, and I think that is something to support. We have Felicia on Tuesdays. She works really hard producing a great show.
She does.
We have Surf Talk. We have the Hawaiian issues. We have all this different information. These
got
people
Dr.
work
Basco,
hard.
Who's, he, I mean, he's a,
exactly.
he's a holistic
exactly.
vet, and he comes on to the station, and he's given his pet advice away.
And, you know, and I was sitting in for Jimmy for a couple of months while he was away.
While he was being a student.
While he was in prison, and, you know, and it was okay. You know, no, but seriously.
No, that's the other Jimmy.
But seriously, it's a lot of time. I was realized, it's easy to sit in and host
and
everything.
Huh?
But producing, a lot of time.
It
a
does.
Lot of time. And, folks, please show up. Please give your support. Please give your your mahalos to these guys, these people, these volunteers. 826-7774. I'm here with X-Man. How many years you've been on Bluegrass Show?
Close to 8, maybe.
8 years.
What's
how much money have you made, X-Man, in that time? From the show?
Personally or from
the show?
Oh, cool. I don't know.
Zero.
Zero.
Oh,
yes,
you're talking
exactly.
about me personally.
Oh, I see.
No, I've never profited from anything.
Exactly. That's it. Because you're a volunteer, because you give
most
of your
time
talents.
It costs me.
Yeah. 826-7774. Give us a call. Support the people who are here to support you, your community, your kids. And educate you on issues like Jimmy and Jonathan right here.
Yeah, Rick, I appreciate you. You're just pitching your heart out.
Hey, that's where I'm coming from, brother. I love this place. I really believe in community radio. Jimmy, what we got up next?
Well, I was just going to do this.
Back to you, Bob.
Throw it back to the boss.
Right back after more of this. Waiting for you to give us that magic feeling at 826-7771 or 826-7774. It's only from your donations that we not only survive but thrive. So help us out, kick down some dough, and you'll get that magic feeling. Numbers, folks. 1-2-3-4-5-6-7 826-7771. That's the phone number to call in, and you can make your pledge with any amount. It's all good. That's what Dennis Fujimoto says, the happy camper. He says it's all good.
Yeah, and they're asking us to call in. If you want to go on the air, 826-7771. And if you want to pledge, 826-7774. And we hope that number four rings off the hook. Off the hook! Come on, yeah.
So we got a goal here for this show. The way it works here is every day, you know, in this pledge drive, if we're going to make our goal of $60,000, you just divide it into the number of days.
That's it.
And that's how much you got to make each day to stay on target.
Yeah.
So and every show has got to make their little piece of the pie. So we got a goal here of $1,000 a month, $1,000 for this day.
The show.
For this show.
Show, yeah.
Thank you. I totally misspoke.
That's all right.
I love that. The views and opinions of me,
Jonathan J.
Might not even be mine. But you know, it's so wonderful. We get so many calls all throughout the course of the year. People want to call in and share their perspective and their views and you know, talk about the issues that are important to you. And that's wonderful. And that's what community radio is able to provide. It's a soapbox. It's a place where you can actually have a discussion with everybody else on the whole island.
Exactly.
About the issues that matter to you and the issues that matter to the community. And
what's it worth?
Yeah. What is
What is that worth?
What is that worth?
Seriously. I mean, really, folks, I mean, you know, I think it's worth something. I think it's important
to support. How much do you think it's worth, you personally? What have you...
Per day, you know...
No. What have you personally contributed on this drive?
On this drive?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't done the ink. It's not an ink, but I offered $1,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right. Wow. That's awesome.
So I was trying to get a special fundraising going on for KKCR.
Well, you know,
because I love this station. It loves me.
It does. That's the Cal County Challenge of $1,000. So
yeah.
You could be one of the 18 people.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And that's the thing. It's $1,000. And, you know, the reason we did this is because there are plenty of people on this beautiful island who have the blessing to be able to support worthwhile community organizations, a half dozen or more we named about 15 minutes ago, and to offer $1,000.
Well, that's really wonderful that you're in a position in life to be able to do that. I can't do that.
Yeah.
But I offered $10 a month
for
a whole year, so that's $120.
That's really good.
And
you know, the office loves that because it helps to sustain the bills. The electric bill, the water bill, the rent, all these different things, monthly expenses.
Right.
That helps. That's so great of your volunteers. The listeners, when you do that.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. And when you make a sustaining pledge like that, you know, that helps everybody here at the station because then they don't have to worry about, oh gosh, we don't know what's coming on in the future because we have your commitment to support KKCR all year long. And so when we know that money, when that support is coming in, that allows us to think more strategically about, like, how do we want the station to evolve? What are the services that we can provide? What is the number to call in if you want to support right now? What is it?
826-77-74.
What mic are you, Jimmy? You're not on.
Jimmy's got to get. Is that plugged in over there?
Is that mug?
Why don't you join me over here? Join me over here in this hot seat over here. 826-7774 to make
voice
your donation
in the background.
Everything now would be so sweet, so beautiful. You know, I mean, this is a valuable. You know, only donate what you believe we're worth. Only donate what you can afford. If we're not worth it to you, if the information, the support, the music, the way you feel after you listen to certain shows isn't worth it to you, then don't give anything. But think about seriously.
That's kind of an anti-pledge.
No. I'm serious. I'm saying is if it feels good.
Which it does.
It
feels great.
And learn. See, that's what I loved about being a talk show host is because I'm able to share and support and, you know, give back to the community and then start a dialogue.
Yeah, it's really fantastic. And we've got callers sitting, or we've got people, not even just people, but we got Brother Andrew from the Himene O Hawaii show standing by waiting for your call, 826-7771 or 826-7774. We got Keanu's son is here at the door. So you got a great show on what was that, Monday afternoon?
Yeah.
What time?
3 to 5.
That's a great show.
Wait a minute. But it's not Mondays. What are you doing here?
She's helping out with the drive.
I volunteer again. Oh, those another. How much are you paid? She's not paid either. You know, what's going on here?
Well, it's
there's no minimum wage for volunteers.
It's the love that we give, and the return that we get is immeasurable. So thank you for your support. Thanks for all the people who are calling in at 826-7771 and 826-7774. Make the phones ring. Make the rain come and support your community radio station.
Look forward to hearing from you right away. That'd be awesome. I'd love to talk to you.
Sunday's on the phone to Monday.
evening and welcome to the Money Program. Tonight on the Money Program, we're going to look at money. Lots of it, on film and in the studio. Some of it in nice piles, others in lovely clanky bits of loose change. Some of it neatly counted into fat little hundreds, delicate fibres stuffed into bulging wallets, nice, crisp, clean checks, pert pieces of copper coinage thrust deep into trouser pockets, romantic foreign money rolling against the thigh with rough familiarity, beautiful wayward curlicued banknotes, filigree copper grating cheek by jowl with tumbling hexagonal milled edges rubbing gently against the terse leather of beautifully balanced bank books. Sorry. I love money. All money. I've always wanted money to handle, to touch, the smell of the rain-washed florid, the lure of the lira, the glitter and the glory of the guinea, the romance of the ruble, the feel of the franc, the heel of the Deutschmark, the cold antiseptic sting of the Swiss franc, and the sunburned splendor of the Australian dollar. I've got 90,000 pounds of cash, farmers. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots and lots of lira, now the Deutschmark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills run by the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a smash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money, 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 money. There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money, 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 money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that makes the world go round, round, round. You can keep your watch's ways, for it's only just a phrase. Money, money, money makes the world go round.
Money, 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 money.
It's not always about the money, right?
No,
it isn't. But, you know, it does help. And that's why we're here asking for your help, your contributions.
Well, money is just one way to express your intention and to convey your energy or support for something. You know, there's lots of different ways that people can contribute to KKCR, and there's a lot of ways people do. People come in and volunteer to do the shows. People, listen and pledge support financially. People get involved in the station in different ways, come up and help us take care of projects, help. We always have to have work parties and, you know, kind of clean up the station and do all that stuff. There's so many different ways you get involved. And twice a year, we do pledge drive, membership drive. We're especially trying to reach out to people who have never become a member of Kauai Community Radio. You know, we come in, day out, all throughout the course of the year. We have like 70 or 80 volunteer programmers who donate their time and their energy to share their passion with you on the air. And one way that you can reciprocate is to pledge your support here to help us keep the transmitters transmitting and the audio gearing and keep the lights on and coming out to you every day on 90.9 or 91.9 or 92.7 or 95.1 or 104.7 all the way over on Oahu. If you're on Oahu and you can hear us right now, it would be really great if you could step up and represent from the gathering place, yeah?
Yeah, and we have somebody outside the gate who just called and said, hey, I've got a cash donation I'd like to make.
That's
and
fantastic.
Obviously knows where we're at, and thank you, X-Man or Slim or somebody for heading on out to the gate and to receive our visitor and guest who's going to contribute to the cause.
Well, you know, and if it's not convenient for you to come all the way up to the Jungle Shack, hey, you know what? You can let your fingers do the walk-in at 826-7771 or 826-7774. Sometimes we feel like we say that number for you to call in all the time, but then we hear from other folks like, what's the number? I want to call in, but I don't know.
The number. What's the number?
Well, the number is 826-7771 locally, but the number that you can bring to the table is any amount because it all adds up to help pay the bills here at Kauai Community Radio.
Right on. And new members, I'm encouraging you to think about this might be the time. $10 will get you a pint of honey. Yep, we still have some honey left over. And I'm going to play a Wave Rider. Wave Rider are our community contributors who joined the you will, the fracas early on, and we were grateful for your support. If you're still interested in being a wave rider, give us a call at 826-7774. We'll hook you up, and mahalos to our wave riders to, easier said than done, mahalos to our wave riders for making this all possible. Uh-oh. What happened?
Kindergarten, 635-4980 or soulgoodmusictogether.com.
Tiki and Niki, serving brunch, lunch, happy hour, dinner, and late night dining, 11:30 a.m. to midnight, 431-4242, tikianiki.com.
Ola's Hanale sends a big mahalo to the volunteers at KKCR. Ola's is grateful for 33 years in Hanale. We continue inspiring locals and visitors with our unique works of art.
Mission Yes presents Haunted Bowling Costume Party at Kauai Bowl in Lihue, Saturday, October 31st, 6 to 9 p.m., ages 14 to 24, www.missionyes.org or 651-1927.
Fisheye Gallery is happy to support local art with locations in Princeville and Poipu.
Lisa Aaron supports KKCR, preserving our ocean and ensuring that our community is safe.
Plentiful, passionate, playful, peaceful, pleasing, positive, purposeful progression. Papaya's natural foods, even better.
Austin Owen, living on Kauai 28 years, doing real estate on the North Shore for 10 years. 808-635-7587. Austin at KauaiCountryBrokers.com.
Chemical-free safe products and cleaning services for your home and business. Marie Colby, 808-353-1441.
Harvest Market Hanalei in Hanalei Center on Kauai's North Shore proudly supports KKCR and encourages you to do the same.
Lima Huli Garden and Preserve, a wonderful place to enjoy a stroll, volunteer, or shop. Mahalo for your ongoing support.
Window Fashions Kauai provides custom blinds, curtains, shades, and shutters. The treatment your windows deserve. WindowFashionsKauai.com.
E Pili Mai, a Royal Paina Benefit Luau honoring King Kaumualii, November 7th from 5 to 10 p.m. at Smith's Tropical Paradise. Ticket info at 338-1332 or online at kauaikingkaumualii.org.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774. Mahalo.
Yep, that is a big mahalos for supporting our community radio, our pledge drive. It happens twice a year. We ask extra of you, the listener, and our members. And we get brother Andrew Kabibi. You're here on Wednesday mornings. How are you? Thank you for coming and joining us and being part of our radio volunteer corps.
Yeah, you guys, hold it down.
You know, it's always good to be here, you know. Being one of the volunteers, bro, is just so exciting, you know. There's so much to do around here, you know, really. You know, so we still need volunteers, you know. And
how does somebody become a volunteer?
Just come up and sign.
There you go. You know, it's that simple.
Walkthrough.org. Yeah.
Right.
You know, you can come play music. And, you know, we're looking for those 18 people.
Yeah. Oh, well, we only need 16 now.
We'll take 18.
For the Kaukani Challenge to meet that. Here, explain to folks what is the Kaukani Challenge.
The Kaukani Challenge is a celebration of our 18 years of service to the community. KKCR is seeking 18 donations of $1,000 each. The Kaukani Challenge pledge will get the opportunity to guest DJ an hour of music on their favorite KKCR program and receive an invitation to a private dinner party at Tiki and Iki, hosted by Michelle Rundgren. Michelle is a volunteer at Kauai Community Radio.
Yeah, she does. She used to do a show called Chick Michelle. Rock, Chick Talk, but I think now it's Michelle Rundgren's Happy Hour on Friday afternoons. A great show. A really great show.
Yeah, you know, we need your money. You know,
just cut right to the chase.
We've been here. This is our fourth day, and we like 1/3 of the way there.
Yeah, and you know what?
You guys, if you give us some money, we'll give you some honey. It's that simple.
Well, you know,
got sweet stuff for you. Rick Seed's in the house. You got a nugget to share with us?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Andrew's talking about money. We need $142,000 just for the basic nuts and bolts.
Oh, man. Wow. Somebody said they're going to come in with a little bit of cash.
Guacamole. Wait a minute. That's a big fan of
that's
money
awesome.
Right there.
Wow. I'm a big fan of money. Ladies and gentlemen, a man just walked in here, opened up a bunch of $20 bills.
Oh, yeah.
And gave us a big smile.
Right there?
He hasn't actually put it in anyone's hand yet, but we're waiting to see if that happens.
It's going to happen, but I know
this
guy.
Thank you so much.
I'm coming in for an angel pledge.
Oh, right on. We'll appreciate that.
Pretty much wiped out my bank account coming in here to do this.
Oh, brother.
Well, you know what?
But here's the deal. Community radio, and especially KKCR, is so important to this island.
Oh, thank you.
This whole Pacific region. You're a voice out here in the middle of nowhere of reason and really cool stuff.
Thank you.
Beautiful music, and I'm so happy to support you.
In the middle of the Pacific, to be specific.
Thank you so much. That's wonderful.
Yes, Brother Barry, I appreciate that.
So he's counting out the 20s here.
So we're talking earlier, coming from your heart.
Wow.
That man. This man in the studio is coming from his heart.
$380. Wow.
Yes.
$380.
Put that man into the office there. That's
so
fantastic.
Totally amazing.
And you're not going home broke. You still got 20 more. That's awesome.
Wow. Now that touches my heart.
Don't forget to leave your address because I got to hook up. I got a gallon of honey for you.
Got to get you a T-shirt and that amazing CD from Paula Fuga. You are going to love that.
Oh, hold on. There's a sticker for you, buddy. There's a sticker for you.
Wow.
I'll put it next to my other one.
I love it.
There you go.
And he said as he walked out the door, keep up the good work.
Right. And I got a phone call, and he's like, I'm going to meet you out at the gate. I'm hosting a show. Send Doug or X-Man. One of those guys is there.
826-7774 if you want to make a donation. 826-7771 if you want to call in for some subject on Out of the Box. I'm Rick C., sitting here with Jonathan J. and Jimmy Trujillo, all three of us. In the box.
In the booth.
Happy to have you participate. Show your love. Show your support. Show what Out of the Box and community radio and public community fairs, as Jonathan often corrects us to say.
No, I don't correct anybody. I'm just trying to do the best I can.
Thank you, sir.
Jonathan. People appreciate it. don't listen to what those people say on those blogs.
You know what? I do. I do listen to what people say. Aww. And even my critics, I try and listen because you can learn from everyone.
Nice. Yes, it's true.
Even the people who make it very hard for you to listen to them.
Mm.
You know, it's true.
Well, you know what they say.
They say a lot.
Yeah, the good Lord gave you two ears and one mouth for good reason.
Yeah, so listen.
Yeah,
so, hey, you know what, folks? We exist to serve Kauai and to promote the creative, cultural, and political vitality of this island. And we're free from commercial control. We're free from political interests. And the reason why is because we rely on you, the listener who becomes a member and supports us. To remain that independent voice, free of commercial or political interest. So, if you want to assist, you see value in what we're doing and the way that we produce quality programming, then we welcome your financial support and we want you to actively participate in all aspects of the station because it's your community radio.
You know, sometimes I think people don't quite get that. This station is not owned by a corporation. It's not owned by a university.
Nope.
It's not owned by the state.
Nope.
It is owned by a group of citizens.
It's owned by you, the listener who becomes a supporting member.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we have a board of directors, and then they help us to make good decisions and to stay on track. Jonathan Jay right here is a volunteer board member of the Kakahu Foundation, which is the umbrella organization under which KKCR operates. So it's really owned by the people. Call it socialism or not.
Well, you know what you could call it?
What's that?
Community radio.
I love that. Where did you come up? That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of them.
That's great.
What do we got?
867-774.
Golas, if you want to donate. There you go. That looks good, whatever he just handed you.
Yeah, well, it's all part of being a volunteer here at Kauai Community Radio.
And we've got about 18 minutes left before the evolution will continue.
Yeah, so do call now at
826-7774 because somebody's right now making a pledge on 7771.
The evolution will not be televised.
Yeah, there you go.
The evolution will not be televised.
But it will be broadcast on KKCR.
So, yeah. So let's say, hey, Jimmy, if somebody has something they want to get out to the community, they want to announce, they want to make a statement, and, you know, hopefully not a long thing, but a couple of minutes. Hey, are you invite that right now?
I'm inviting you right now. If you can hear my voice, then you are more than welcome to give us a call at 826-7771.
Even if you can't hear his voice.
Well, there's a lot of people out there, and you know who you are, who listen to KKCR day in, day out. Or maybe you're just brand new discovered, like, wow, what is this crazy radio station? Maybe you're on vacation here with your ohana, you know, drinking in the beauty and the majesty of the Garden Island. And KKCR is one of the splendor things here because we aren't responsible to large commercial interests. We don't get orders from political parties. We are here as an independent voice. We let you call into the station and share your views. We bring up perspectives that are not commonly heard. We play independent music. We play tons of Hawaiian music.
Yeah.
And people ask us why. And, well, it's part of our mission. It's part of our mission to preserve, perpetuate, and celebrate Hawaiian culture. So if you see the value in that, if you want to help Kauai Community Radio evolve and thrive into the future, well, then now is the time to call 826-7771.
You know what? And you know what? I love the word you said there, just keyed into it, evolve. KKCR has been on the air for 18 years, right? KKCR is going to be around for 50 whatever years, a long time.
Another angel.
We have roots here, and this station is evolving and is going to get better and serve the community even better as it grows. And that's part of you coming in and being part of it.
Yeah,
is your contribution. You're coming in and you're answering our survey. That's all a part of us getting better, more responsive to the community. And you know, we're not perfect. But we are.
You're pretty close, Rick. Of all the people I know.
Oh man, that's really good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think that last
angel. Where do I
angel,
send the check?
That last angel is as close to perfection as
an
we
angel
can find.
Is $365
a day.
$1
but just make the call now.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say you haven't made your $1,000 pledge yet?
No, we're still working out the ink on that.
Do you want to make it on this show right now?
No, I don't.
Oh,
no, not yet. Hold
you want to become a sustaining member
hold,
and
hold
just do $100 a month?
Holding out right now.
All right. What are you waiting for?
What am I waiting
for? Yeah, what are you waiting for?
I think we're going down a wrong path here. There's some logistics about this.
Oh, okay.
I proposed this challenge.
I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
You know, but you're doing a good job of it.
I'm just putting you on the spot.
Hot seat has now just officially left the building.
I am. No, it's right under me. Thank you very much. But it's cooling as we speak. I am a big supporter of community radio. Always have been. I show up for community radio.
That's true.
And I put my and I help out in a variety of different ways, and I donate money.
Don't bang the table.
Okay. And
you can't. If you give us $1,000, bang as hard as you like.
So you know what? It's whatever we can all do. You know, and we all want to feel like we get something good for it. Now, maybe somebody wants a T-shirt. Somebody wants a sticker. Somebody doesn't care. They don't. All they need is Jimmy Trujillo on the radio.
That's all I need.
All I want to just share. Okay, is just that feeling of elation when Dove came in and said, "We got another angel."
Yeah,
and I just was talking to her, and I just was thinking, "Wow, I was just talking to an angel."
Wow.
And she called here at 826-7771. That'll work. That'll get us in the booth. 826-7774. That'll get you hopping with Slim. He's got another clipboard.
Yeah, we're halfway to our goal. We have 15 minutes left.
Is taking names and numbers and feeding himself as we speak.
Yeah,
if you want to get on the air with something important to say, I'm sorry I interrupted you, brother. Hold on one sec. If you want to get something on the air, give us a call, 826-7771. Brother
Andrew.
Or just
come up to the station right now. We'll put you on the air just like... Oh, you know,
just like the brother who came in.
Thanks,
and
brother Greg.
Slapped down all that support.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he just came in here with a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Threw it on the table. Yeah. It's, you know,
the biggest pledge.
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
You know, yeah.
Look at that. We got $590.
$40.
Well, we're going to make that $590.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Right? Yeah, I'm going to bring that up because we just need $10 to get us to the $600, right?
That so could be you. You
Dub,
could
Dub
be,
just bumped
you
it
could
up.
Be the $600
club. I'm going to bring us up to that $590 mark.
Okay, so we got to send out a thank you to Amalia and Adam from Kapa'a. Thank you so much for your support to Kauai Community Radio. Yeah. Get a big hand for Amalia and Adam. Woo!
Yeah, that's great.
So our double angels have put us so close to our $1,000 goal. We'd like to hit that by the time 6 o'clock.
There we got the phone ringing. Thank you so much.
The evolution will be the out-of-the-box experience.
It will not be televised, but it will be broadcast on KKCR.
And I do want to just thank you.
I want to take the listeners back to this place. Think of a week. Think of a time. Think of a show that you learned something from that was important to you. On KKCR. Just one. What's that worth to you? Maybe it happened twice. What's that worth to you? Maybe you feel like there's a certain program like Felicia. Felicia supports the community in a fantastic way. Maybe someone like that is really important to you. Give us a call if you feel that's true. 826-7774. If you want to get on the air, 826-7771. What do you got there, Jonathan? You're reading from KKCR's handbook.
I'm reading from the handbook right here, and it talks about our public affairs, our music, our cultural programming, and how we strive to reflect and serve the diverse communities all over Kauai, and we try and provide relevant, accurate, timely information. You know, in terms of the issues going on the island. And then we're also here for you when emergencies strike, when the hurricanes come, when the tsunamis come. KKCR is here for you. So, you know, we provide a public service. We educate, we entertain, and we provide public access for you to get to the airwaves and speak your mind and speak your heart and talk about and share your perspectives and your mana'o on the issues that are important to you. If it weren't for KKCR, some of the overlooked or controversial or underrepresented voices might never be heard.
Now that's really important.
Yeah, I mean we don't just tolerate diversity, we embrace it.
We encourage it
and we embrace it. Freedom of expression, freedom of thought, freedom of choice, freedom of speech, and we provide a forum for the exchange of ideas.
Well, look at the beginning, the first hour of Out of the Box today. Dad, Dylan Hooser and Ray came in.
Uncle Ray Catania.
And Ray came in.
And Uncle Anthony.
They had an issue they wanted to talk about, and that was minimum wage.
Yeah.
And they wanted to talk, and that's supporting people who are underprivileged or don't have the same big salaries and everything else. These are community members who came in, we gave them a seat, they sat down, they told their story.
So, you know, you might say, well, why do you need community radio for that? They could just take out a full-page ad in the Garden Island for $2,000.
You're right.
Really free speech. It's not free speech if you got to pay.
Right, right.
And, exactly. You know, all our pockets aren't the same size, so... You know, is it right that only people with lots of money get to express themselves in society? We don't think so here at KKCR. We think that everybody has got something to say and something to add to the conversation. So we're hoping that you will call up right now at 826-7771 and add your piece to this conversation.
There we go. And I'm going to add this to our conversation right now. We have 10 minutes left, so we are going to meet our goal of $1,000 if you give us a call right now, 826-7774. And we're going to listen to our last wave rider for this show.
Come on. I'd love to answer
Thank
your phone.
You so much for
give
supporting Kauai Community Radio.
Yeah, hook us up.
Longhair Productions presents Grammy winner the Charlie Musselwhite Band Friday, November 27th, 7:30 p.m. longhairproductions.com 337-9234.
Garden Island Properties in Kapa'a specializes in real estate sales and property management, locally owned for over 23 years.
Coconut Cup Juice Bar, serving organic local food, located in Kapa'a at the Coral Reef Hotel, is proud to support Kauai Community Radio.
Kauai Community Cat Project celebrates National Feral Cat Day, Saturday, October 17th at Kukui Grove Shopping Center.
Mankind Project's Adventure Training Weekend is November 6th through the 8th on Maui. Info at local meetings and www.nwta.us.
and at 412-444-8088.
Got pets? Want to keep them healthy? Prevention is the intervention. Good food, exercise, and supplements. Dr. Basco Consultations, 822-4229, drbasco.com.
Heart and Soul Organics, a family-owned business providing organic soil amendments since 1989, 823-1007, supporting KKCR from the ground up.
Dove presents the 15th Annual Hawaii Homegrown Music Festival, November 28th and 29th, NACO and Medicine for the People, and 14 more acts. Church of the Pacific Outdoor Amphitheater, all ages welcome, 635-5556, DovePresents.com.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, supporting KKCR from the beginning, continuing to support KKCR and encouraging others to contribute.
Goldsmiths Kauai has created fine jewelry designs with gemstones, pearls, and diamonds in Wailua since 1980. 822-4653 or goldsmiths-kauai.com.
Bamboo Island Bath and Body, located in Anchor Cove Shopping Center, Lihue. Tropical scented bath and body products and candles. www.bambooisland.com. 245-3808.
Kanaka Maoli Power supports Hawaiian sovereignty. Hawaii is not America and never will be. Flags, T-shirts, stickers. KanakaMaoliPower.org, 808-332-5220.
Kauai Curbside Recycling. Recycling pickup service for your home or business. Online at kcrpickup.com or 353-1852.
Kauai Vacation Activities. From pedal to paddle, Mauka to Makai, your premier Kauai concierge service. Call toll-free at 855-ON-KAUAI or visit www.kauaiva.com.
If you would like information about any of these wave riders or would like to become a wave rider, please contact KKCR at 826-7774 or online at kkcr.org. Mahalo.
Oh, woohoo! They're still coming in.
Hey, aloha, yes. Aloha, you guys. I'm Brother Lou, and aloha, ahi.
Yes.
Number is 826-7771, 826-7774, and
866-275-1112.
We're going to pay for your call if you're off island.
Hey, mahalo to a Mediterranean.
Mediterranean Gourmet. Oh, yeah.
How was that food?
Oh, we can't fit it on the table. Thank you guys so much.
That's great, because I haven't had
it. I can fit it in my stomach, but I can't fit it on the table. But
there we go. And Mediterranean Gourmet is back in action.
So I want to send out a thank you to Beverly, to Brother Gray, to Amalia, to Adam, to all the folks who have contributed to in this show so far. Thank you so much. We got about what? Five more minutes left.
5 minutes to share the love for Jimmy and for Jonathan.
We're closing in on our goal of $1,000 for this show. So.
Do it for these men that show up for you week after week after week after week after week and give you information, help inspire community dialogue, do a lot of research off the air. They work really hard. I'd like to see somebody call up 826-7774 and do it for Jimmy. Or do it for Jonathan or Paul.
Do it for the community radio station that is right here.
I'll tell you what, Rick. I'm going to do it for me. I'm making a pledge right now. I haven't done this yet, but I talked earlier. I'm pledging $120 to the show.
Woo!
I'm going to do $10 a month for the rest of the year, for all this year, and that's $120. It's an easy way.
$120
I can afford, so it's $120 there.
Thank you.
So that makes it $775. So we're three quarters of the way towards our goal.
And just wanted to let the listeners know that me and Brother Andrew is here this evening. We're usually a morning show, but we're going to hang in and we're going to be answering phone calls and
making the kuka
or whatever you guys like do. We can talk about it on the phone. But we have Himene o Hawaii, so we talk about angels.
Wednesday morning.
And we need an angel right now.
Yeah, one angel
Good segue, brother.
One angel in the next 3 minutes. All you got to do is call 826-7771 or 826.
Over our goal.
That will help us meet our goal, put us over the top. And we will mahalo you in our prayers.
Almost. All right.
Angel, $1 a day.
Yeah,
it's all exactly.
$1 a day.
$30 a month. How much you spend on your cable bill?
Yeah.
You know, how much you
more
spend your
that.
Gasoline, your coffee?
Yes.
Are we in there?
We're in there.
You know, are we one of those things in your life
and
that the values?
I'm sorry that I hit the wrong button and I cut you off. Please give us a call back when you come back from walking your dog with your checkbook or your credit card.
Yeah.
We'll take the cash. It's been a pleasure being a host of a talk show on this wonderful planet, on this beautiful garden island, in the booth with beautiful men that give of themselves every week. And it's a big mahalo to you guys. Thanks for being a pitch partner today. Brother,
welcome. Thank
Brother
you,
Brother Lou, Brother Andrew. Thank you guys for being
in the
here
house.
Yeah,
so yeah. Nice to have the Khabibis.
My pleasure, my brother.
The Khabib never can go.
Anything for you, man.
You know what?
Never
I'm,
can
I'm
have
excited
too much
in the future to continue on our conversation about the struggles that Kanaka Maoli people are in the midst of.
Yeah, and
well,
transcending.
It's,
you know,
been going on for the last 200
yeah,
years.
Yeah, but we're making good progress.
It's
now.
It's always been, you know, they always change the name of the product.
There we go.
So, you know, we just stand strong.
Stand
because
strong.
We are right.
There you go.
You know, and I thank Kauai. You guys, I tell you, you guys give from the heart. And when you do that, you're going to get it back.
Yeah, ten,
you know,
ten
stay
times.
In prayer. You
ten
need
times.
To stay in prayer and believe that anything can happen, you know. And survive. We will survive. You know,
exactly.
Not only us as Hawaiians looking for a way.
Yeah.
This world today, we're all looking for a way. But we have, you know, our paperwork is in your courts.
Yes.
You know, which makes us free.
Absolutely.
So I love you guys. I know the truth, and you guys know the truth.
Thank
Let's
brother.
Just go forward and,
you.
You know.
And you know the number, listener, 826-7771. We're coming into the close of Out of the Box.
And here's the last thing I want to add to
oh,
it.
Oh, go for
and,
it.
And that is this. Money is it has a whole lot of issues around it. People have issues with money and this and that. And that. Just think of it this way. Money is just a vehicle in this society. All it is we take it, you do a good job, somebody gives you some money. It's just you trade it. You give it. When somebody...
It's an exchange,
It's an exchange. That's all it is. So if you can just look at it as... And it's love. You know, when you love someone, you give them a gift. You give them some support. You pay for their dinner. You pay for their college. Whatever it is.
That's
so
a gift.
If you think about this, if you just think about it as you're taking the value, you're taking the source of exchange, and you're sharing it with KKCR, a valuable community resource, I invite you to give us a call, 826-7774. Jimmy, thank you so much for having me here today.
Yeah, thank you for joining us, Rick C. And you'll be back. We know that.
Yeah.
Brother Jonathan, last words?
Well, I just want to say that as KKCR is here for you, I just got a text from somebody who wants us to make an announcement about the Democratic debate that's coming on next week. So we've heard from the GOP candidates a couple times, and on the 13th,
Tuesday,
here in Hanalei, down at the Hanalei General Stores, they're going to have a Democrat debate party
live, 2:30 p.m.
Yeah, and there's one in Lihue, and there's one in Kukuiula down in Kalaheo. So
nice.
So there's an opportunity for folks to listen to the other side of the debate in the presidential stuff in America. So KKCR, we're here for you. We get the word out. So thanks so much for all your support for us, because it's really because of people like you that's going to help us thrive and evolve.
Hey, Evolve. Wow, what a segue. Dove's coming up next, folks. Evolve, his great show. Love Dove. Love his show. Stay tuned.
Love Dove. I like that.
Yeah, awesome. All right. Love you, Jimmy.
Aloha. And you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea.